What's poppin', peoples? It is April 14th, 2020. We are still amid this whole corona wildness. And today we're going to talk about the best way to kill time. Because I know a lot of people are, quote unquote, under ordinance. A lot of people are staying home. A lot of people are locked down. A lot of people have taken like a type of apathy. Like, just to throw that word out there, a lot of people have, like, staying home doing nothing, killing time, quote unquote. That's what I've heard a lot of. I've been asking people, like, yo, what you been doing? In the meantime, like, before everything goes back to, it'll never go back to normal, but the phrase we're using is before everything goes back to normal. And a lot of people are just saying that they're waiting. Oh, I'm catching up on shows, catching up on whatever. I'm just killing time until things go back to normal is the most common phrase that I've heard, that I've read over the interwebs. And I've been really like, I don't know, every time I hear that, there's been like an odd twinge that I feel like, I don't feel comfortable with that phrase, like, I'm just killing time until things... Just the phrase killing time. So I was like, why do I feel uncomfortable with that? So, curious as I am, I referenced the dictionary, got the definition of time. There are many definitions of time, but the one that pertains to this particular episode is the period between, or a limited period or interval between two successive events. Why does that matter? Why is that important? Because I was like, two successive events. Like, the only time we have is the time we have between life and death. Those are the two successive events, birth and death. So I went to look up the definition of life. And as you can already guess, life is the period between birth and death. The course of, well, that's one definition. The other definition is the course of existence, which is exactly that. The course of existence, the time we spend while we exist, or the sum of experiences and actions that constitute a person's existence. That definition's a little bit more complex, but it basically breaks down to everything we experience and do while we're alive. Why does that matter? Why is that relevant? Going back to our phrase, killing time, you're killing life. What does it mean to kill? The definition of kill, one definition, many definitions of kill are to deprive of life in any manner, which is like, boing, you don't want to do that. I'm not going to tell you what you want to and don't want to do, but... You're my friend, you know? I love you. That's why you're listening to this. That's why I made this episode for you. I don't want you to be doing that. I don't know if you want to be depriving yourself of life in any manner. Another definition of kill is to cause the death of. Another one is to destroy. And another one is to spoil the effect of. So let's go back to that phrase. Killing time. To cause the death of time, which equals life. We've established that time equals life. Life equals time. To cause the death of life, of your own life. To destroy life, your own life. To spoil the effect of life. To spoil the effect of all of your experiences and actions within your existence. I love you guys. I love you guys so much that I'm making this episode because I want you to protect your time. I want you to juice your time with things that you love. I want you to enjoy every ounce of time. I was talking to a friend yesterday and she was saying there's a healthy mix between dead time and alive time, and I didn't even message her back because I was like, there's nothing to talk about here. because I just so firmly disagree that I already know in advance that we're not going to convince each other of anything. Why does that matter? Going back to our phrase, to kill time. We don't have to kill time. Let's just live happily. What's a solution? Like, oh, you can't just tell me not to kill time and then not tell me, like, any alternatives. I brought you a solution. I brought you 5 solutions on the best ways. Let's call it living time. We're going to live time. This is lifetime. This is our lifetime. This is what we do. This is our life, the sum of our experiences. This is time, the period between birth and death, 2 successive events. One solution to that age-old phrase, contact someone you love. Think of someone you love. All right, now you have them in mind. Think of another person you love. Now that you have that person in mind, think of a third person that you love. Perfect. Out of those 3 people, you can just randomly contact one of them. If any of them are dead, that's perfectly fine, because you can sit down and you can write a letter to them. You can write a letter to them telling them what's going on in your life, what your most recent achievements are, what your most recent successes are, things you've overcome. Just talk to them. Or you can even imagine a letter that they would write to you and write that to yourself from them. That's one way to live. That's one way to enjoy your lifetime. To live in time. Let's just call it enjoying time. I'm going to enjoy my experiences. I'm going to enjoy life. We don't have to kill time anymore. We can enjoy life. Another solution, the simplest of the simplest of the simplest of the simple, you can go for a walk. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. You know how that is. I don't even mean to sound cheesy, but going for a walk is always wonderful. Something cool that just came to mind, you can combine solutions 1 and 2. You can call someone you love. Solution 1 is to contact someone you love. You can call someone you love. You can FaceTime them. And go for a walk. Simple as that, you know? You can walk and talk. Get that serotonin running. Get that oxytocin flowing. Start feeling good. 3, you can do immediately after, since you have your healthy juices flowing through your brain. Reread your goals. That's always something good to do whenever you're like in a warm, positive energy state. A lot of people like to believe in the law of attraction. I'm not so sure how I feel about it, but I do believe in the law of action. The law of being at action. What does that mean? In addition to rereading your goals, you may also work on your goals, work towards your goals. What am I doing right now? I have a goal of buying some cool shit. Right now, my only option for making money is to deliver food for Uber Eats. I'm doing that exact thing. Like, I'm working towards my goals. I'm not killing time. I'm enjoying time. I'm making the most of my time. Making the most of my life. Let's substitute the word time for life. You don't want to kill life. You want to make the most of life. You do not want to spoil the effect of life. You want to enhance the effect of life. You do not want to destroy life. You want to create life. You want to give yourself life. You want to give yourself experiences. Solution 4. Originally, I was like, well, read a book. But nobody likes to fucking read a book. Let's be honest with ourselves. Me, personally, I love reading books. But I know a lot of people do not enjoy reading books. So don't read a book. But get lost in someone else's imagination. What does that mean? Read a biography. Experience a biography. You don't have to read it. You can experience it. You can draw. you don't have to draw, especially if you don't like to draw. But you can do whatever you want to do. You can clean while you listen to an audiobook. A wonderful audiobook that I recently heard, like the best audiobook I've listened to over the past 3 months of this, 4 months of this year. People are going to hate me for this. People are going to be pissed. But The Art of the Deal, written by Donald Trump in 1987, is honestly one of the best books I've listened to in such a long time. Back when he was popular and cool and everyone like enjoyed what he did. But it's a really, really good book. Extremely interesting. And it teaches you a lot about like the power of persistence, the power of being stubborn, the power of like, essentially you can do whatever you set your mind to. And the way that that correlates to this entire episode is the fact that the only thing he had, yeah, he had like millions of resources that we do not have immediate access to, but the most important thing that he used, his most important resource that he utilized, that he used, was his time, aka his life. He was always planning something. He was always behind the scenes, like just pulling the strings, working the knobs. Like, he was making the most of time. He was making the most of life. That book is called The Art of the Deal. I listened to it on YouTube while I was, I listened to it on YouTube while I was working out, while I was cleaning, when I would wake up, like during my morning routine, I would listen to it. It's a quick read. It's like maybe, I don't remember how long it was actually. It was maybe 10 hours, which is kind of standard. But it took me a couple of days. But that's perfectly fine. What was I doing? I was making the most of my time by listening to another human being who had made the most of their time. The fifth solution, and this will really, really get your serotonin going, put you in a good mood, get you ready to do something. Like, you'll feel productive once you complete this task, and it'll make you, like, really look around for something else to give you more of that productive juice to, like, just get you going. Look for a 5-minute yoga exercise on YouTube. This chubby guy in this car next to me is just downing this pizza and rubbing his belly. But yeah, look for a 5-minute video on YouTube of yoga. 5-minute yoga video, 5-minute workout, 5-minute abdominal exercise. It'll just get your blood flowing. Follow it up with a cold shower. Always, 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 always take a cold shower. But yeah, those are just a few of the ways in which you can make the most of your life. Make the most of your time. Make the most of your experience. Make the most of the period between birth and death. And just like to add a little bit more detail, some of the synonyms for life. Well, first off, one of the main synonym for time that I saw, synonym meaning word that has equal definition, word that has the same definition or similar definition or similar application. One of the synonyms of time is life itself. That really stood out to me. So I was like, okay, what are the synonyms of life? The three most important ones that I saw were growth. So what we're really doing is we're making the most of our time, we're making the most of our life, we're making the most of our growth. Another one, another synonym for life is heart. We're making the most of our heart. That sounds beautiful. That sounds poetic as fuck. What are you doing? I'm making the most of my heart. Someone, like, any toxic person will leave you alone at that point. Guaranteed. 1,000% guaranteed. If you, like, hey, I'm making the most of my heart right now, they will leave you alone. How to get rid of a toxic person? Just tell them what you're doing. I'm making the most of my heart. The third synonym for life, soul. I'm making the most of my soul. That goes even deeper. You don't want to kill time. You don't want to kill life. You don't want to kill your growth. You do not want to kill your heart. You do not want to kill your soul. You want to make the most of these things. You want to make the most of your time. You want to make the most of your heart. You want to make the most of your life. You want to make the most of your soul. You want to make the most of your growth. You want to make the most of this experience. You want to make the most of the period between life and death. You want to make the most of your existence. I fucking love you guys. That's why I research these things. So I can help you guys get better. Because as I help you guys get better, I myself get better. So it's a selfishness of my own to help you guys. And I'm not ashamed to admit it at all. Let's make the most of ourselves. Let's make the most of our lives. Let's make the most of this quarantine time, aka quarantine life. Let's go out and do something. Let's go out and help our community. Let's go out and help our families. Let's go out and help the world around us. There's no need for destruction. It doesn't make sense to avoid the destruction of outside by destroying yourselves. That's what a lot of people don't see. In this time that we're all under ordinance to stay home, a lot of people are just using it as an opportunity to kill time, to destroy life, because they do not want to go outside and destroy life. They're scared of coronavirus destroying their life, so they're inside their own home destroying their lives themselves. It's like if you want something done right, do it yourself type of thing, but in a negative fashion. We're here to make the most of our lives. We're here to attack destruction by making the most, by giving life, by creating, by doing better. I really appreciate you listening to this episode. You're a wonderful human being. Remember that. Go out there and make the most of your soul while you're still here.